conditions on those terms and conditions are that they have to be reasonable and not unjustly discriminatory.
Reasonable, unjust, there you go.
Other than that, the FAA's got nothing to do with it.
It's a point up for grabs.
Very much so.
So what terms and conditions does the county council, should the county council impose on somebody that wants to operate a flight school?
Well,
I'm hearing one aircraft.
As little as possible.
I was going to say, what Sam's point is.
I agree with that.
You can't regulate it, really, in all honesty. It's hard to regulate it. If somebody comes to you and says, I think Larry's running a flight school and he's teaching Sam how to fly, what are you going to do about it? What hammer do you have? The only thing.
It's reasonable training. Why do you just tell me you don't need to? But, and what you're talking about with John King and the King schools and weekend ground school, that doesn't really apply because it's not flight training. That's ground training. And the FAA looks at that completely as two different things, and we should as well. You know, doing ground school.
This is a flight training operator.
Okay.
So just a ground school would be separate. Okay. So one aircraft owned or leased to the flight school. All in favor, say aye.
And not written lease. I think.
Well, you've got to have some kind of an agreement, something that shows that it's leased to you.
No. I mean, I don't even think we should get into it. I mean, it's regulated by the FAA. I don't see what the advantage is to the county to do it. It's all you're going to do is drive away more fuel customers, mm-hmm. possible fuel customers.
Why does it have to be leased? Why can't it just be available?
I don't know that. I'm just saying. I kind of agree. I don't think it needs to even be a written lease. A lot of these things are handshake deals.
I mean, if you have flight instructor Joe Snuffing, and he's teaching three or four people that have maybe 18-year-old, 16-year-old kids, and he's going from airplane A to airplane B because he's a flight instructor, is he a flight school?
No, he's a freelance flight instructor covered by the rules and regulations, and there is no.
Okay, so
no
when does it become a flight school?
When he has his own airplane and he's offering instruction in his airplane, or an airplane
leased to him.
That's leased to him. That's.
I don't think we ought to even.
Well, I'll offer this too. The FAA does not. There's only one type of flight school with the FAA, Part 141. Mm-hmm. They don't recognize Part 6. There is no Part 61 flight school. I found this out early on, and in fact. If a Part 61 operator calls himself a flight school, they frown that. They didn't want, that's why it was not Delmarva Aviation Flight School. I wasn't allowed to call it a flight school. Part 61 is just a set of rules under which to train, but it's not technically a flight school.
You were a flight training operator here.
They call it a flight training.
Operating a business on county property.
Well, I'm just trying to add that flavor. That's the FAA's viewpoint on flight training. There's only one type of flight school, and it's the Part 141, the very restrictive type of flight, highly regulated. This Part 61 thing that we're kind of going, we're just getting buried in terms here, but, you know, all we need to say is probably one guy with a.
So somebody that comes in and rents the office space in the old terminal building and hangs out a shingle and, you know, learn how to fly here. We don't want to require them to own an airplane, lease an airplane from somebody else, have an airplane that is regularly available to that flight school operator or flight training operation.
Yeah. If you're going to be a flight school, you should have an airplane.
You're saying we're not going to require them to have an airplane.
It doesn't have to be a formal written lease. It doesn't have to be over.
Can I throw out something?
Papered over. Yeah.
We have some text here that if we just drop. The lease or owned. So they shall have available for use in flight training a properly certified aircraft for use in the flight instruction being offered. It's right here.
Yeah.
But skip the lease or owned.
Yeah.
And then strike out the instruction training too, because I don't see
right, which bullet are you looking at?
The instrument flight instruction, the last part of that bullet.
It might be interesting to think about either owned or under lease.
Okay.
Say, shall have available for use of flight training a properly certified aircraft.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't even need to stipulate the amount of seats.
Okay.
Yep. Aircraft.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Read the language again.
All right. The FBO or SASO